This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The Prime Minister will participate in the celebration of the birth anniversary of the great Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I with the Adi Tiruvathirai festival at Gangaikonda Cholapuram Temple in Tamil Nadu today. Mr. Modi will release a commemorative coin honouring one of the greatest emperors of India, Rajendra Chola I. This special celebration also commemorates 1,000 years of the legendary maritime expedition of Rajendra Chola I to Southeast Asia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation development projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees at Thoothukudi in Tamil Nadu last night after returning from the Maldives. The projects will significantly enhance regional connectivity, boost logistics efficiency, strengthen clean energy infrastructure and improve the quality of life for citizens across Tamil Nadu. These initiatives span across key sectors including airports, highways, ports, railways and critical power sector advancements. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the historic free trade agreement signed between India and the United Kingdom during his overseas tour.
Videsh pravas ke dauran Bharat aur England ke beech ऐतिहासिक फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट हुआ है ये भारत पर दुनिया के बढ़ते भरोसे और भारत के नए आत्मविश्वास का प्रतीक है इसी आत्मविश्वास से हम विकसित भारत बनाएंगे विकसित तमिलनाडु बनाएंगे
Mr. Modi said that infrastructure and energy form the backbone of any state's development, and over the past 11 years, the sustained focus on these sectors reflects the priority accorded to Tamil Nadu's progress.
11 years mein infra aur energy par hamara focus ye batata hai ki Tamil Nadu ka vikas hamari kitni badi priority hai. Sabhi pariyojanaye bhi थूथुकुड़ी और तमिलनाडु को कनेक्टिविटी क्लीन एनर्जी और नई अपॉर्चुनिटीज का हब बनाएगी
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It'll be the 124th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emerged as the world's most popular democratic leader with a 75% approval rating, according to a recent global survey conducted by US-based data analytics firm Morning Consult. The survey, which reflects public sentiment collected between July 4th and 10th, 2025, shows Mr. Modi well ahead of his global counterparts. In Chhattisgarh, at least 4 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district yesterday. Bodies of the killed Maoists have been recovered. Security personnel also recovered a huge quantity of weapons, including self-loading rifle, from the spot. US President Donald Trump has said the leaders of Cambodia and Thailand have agreed to meet immediately to quickly work out a ceasefire as he sought to broker peace after 3 days of fighting along their border. Thailand's acting Prime Minister Phumthom Vichayachai thanked President Trump and said Thailand agrees in principle to have a ceasefire in place. India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over West Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Gujarat today. In cricket, India will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 174-2 against host England on the last day of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester today. And in chess, the first game in the final of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 between Koneru Hampi and fellow Indian Divya Deshmukh ended in a draw in Batumi, Georgia last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.